Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
I'm Cindy Lauper. My psoriasis was all over, even on my scalp, which may mean four times the risk for psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx works on both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX. Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat Kenny on this rather chilly Wednesday morning around the country. But there is good news out there. Conor Faulkner, transport consultant and regular on this programme. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I've seen 155.9, which I think is the lowest I've seen in a heck of a long time. I don't know if you've done any better, have you?
That's petrol or diesel, Jonathan?
Oh, that's petrol. Now, the diesel was still up around petrol. 170.
Yeah, well, look, overall the news is good. I guess depending on your point of view, fuel prices are down. They're down a lot. They're down a lot in the last month. In fact, they've fallen off something like 20 cents in the last, just in the last number of weeks, which is terrific news on the one hand. Diesel is now average of 174 cents per litre, according to my old friends in the AA, and petrol is 160. Now, those are levels we haven't seen since before the war broke out in Ukraine. So it's very good news for all sorts of reasons, and obviously it's good for the consumer. Now, by way of context, fuel is still very expensive. Historically, 174 for diesel is still very, very high, but it's a good deal better than it was a couple of months ago. And given that we're now in, you know, a cold snap in the depths of winter, when ordinarily there's big pressure globally on those prices, in the geopolitical context, it's good news as well. But for us as consumers, definitely, if you're filling the tank over the last month or so, you will have felt a positive difference. And obviously, that's a good thing.
I'm just looking at pumps.ie, and they are saying that you can actually get petrol out there. They're quoting one of the petrol stations in Dublin as 147.8 for unleaded, which is everybody would rush there if I named it.
No, absolutely.
Why is diesel still so expensive, Conor?
Well, that's one of the interesting things in this fuel crisis or in this energy crisis, Jonathan. It was always the case that diesel was a little bit cheaper than petrol. If we go back a year ago, diesel was 10 cents per litre cheaper than petrol. It's now 14 cents per litre dearer than petrol. So it's hit diesel a lot more. And that's because diesel is a very important fuel, not just on the road, but for industry, all sorts of applications for diesel. You know, essentially the world runs on diesel, so it's very connected to geopolitical events. And we usually see diesel get a bit more expensive in winter. That's the normal pattern. But of course, the Ukraine has changed that pattern completely in the last year, and we now are in a global energy crisis. But, you know, nevertheless, it is very good news. I think an interesting side story is the relativity of diesel versus petrol. But nevertheless, the main story, I guess, for the consumer today is prices are falling, and that is a relief. Still expensive, but better than they were.
Most certainly better than they were. And that takes off that inflationary pressure, because those diesel prices, the reason why we're paying for more, paying for things more in our shops, is because the costs of transport went up. I mean, if you think about that, I know we're down at 170, but that is still nearly a 25% reduction on where they were at their peak when things were a little bit more stressed, if we could put it that way.
Yeah, true. And yet still well above their more normal price, if you like. And obviously it's fed into by the global situation. So, yeah, very relieved and happy to see it down. I think on the broader sense, if we get through this winter, I think the omens could be very good, because I think one of the reasons for high fuel prices in the summer was anticipation of what winter might bring. And as I say, on the geopolitical level, the United States and OPEC have been involved in conversations about, you know, cutting production or increasing production, and that arrow seems to be moving in our direction. We've also had the dollar drop in value a little bit, because one of the things that happened this year was the dollar shot up in value relative to every other currency in the world, and of course oil is bought in dollars, so that exaggerated the effect for us. But we were at parity with the dollar about a month or 6 weeks ago, and it's 107 now, so it all looks a little bit more normal. You know, as we at the end of 2022. The oil price, the energy price, the dollar price all looks a little bit more normal than it did 2-3 months ago. You know, I guess that's good news too, if it is good news in the geopolitical situation.
Yeah, and look, the listeners are texting in. They're telling us you can get diesel for 162 in Sligo. Yeah. You can get diesel for 160.9 in parts of Dublin. Lots of people are reporting 154.9 for unleaded. So it definitely has headed in the right direction. But of course, a little bit like the investment ads, prices can rise as well as fall. So they could change quite quickly.
Yeah, well, the good thing about petrol and diesel is you can more or less predict it if you're looking about 1 month in the future. If you want to predict any further than 1 month in the future, then you're speculating with the global speculators and you're wondering what's going to happen to the oil price tomorrow. But we sort of already know what it's going to look like in about the next sort of few weeks to a month. And the trend is down. So as I say, that's a good thing. Prices are falling at the moment, and the immediate your prediction that we can make with some confidence is they will continue falling for maybe the next couple of weeks. What happens beyond that, of course, depends on what happens to the oil price from tomorrow onwards. And if you know what's going to happen there, Jonathan, you can make a fortune.
We'll take the good news. What is there? Connor Santa Claus Faulknan with the good news on the petrol pumps. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, here's an interesting question. What do Barack Obama, Kim Kardashian, George Clooney and Dublin fishmonger Peter Caveston have in common? Peter, you might be able to tell us the answer to this yourself, can you?
Haven't a clue. Who are all those people? Strange ones.
I'm good, Peter. Good morning. You've all been interviewed by David Letterman. So you're in esteemed company there, Peter. Did you know he was coming to the shop?
We only got a notice that we were told he'd be here. I didn't know what to expect. These people just land in the door, Sherlock, you know who's been through the door. And as you know, everybody's treated like royalty, because every customer is vital in Calveston's.
So when he came through, I mean, he looks a little different to when we used to know him years ago. Big, massive beard. One of the world's most recognisable entertainers, particularly in the US. What did he have interest in when he came through the door?
The food business and tasting food. So he was tasting oysters and he went through different cheeses.
Right, okay.
And I asked him the question about he's making a face when he was tasting the oyster. I said, did you have toothpaste? Did you brush your teeth this morning? He said, I like to keep myself clean. And I said, well, you know, when you take toothpaste, it interferes with the flavor. It's like drinking wine after you have toothpaste in your mouth.
Okay, you've given him a life lesson. I mean, I'd imagine it's great that you have celebrity coming through the door, but you opened Caveston's Food Emporium back in September. You're kind of busy at Christmas. You probably could have done without the celebrity, could you?
We love everybody. We love to see them all. It's great to see customers coming through the front door. And, you know, when you see all these people coming in, how are you, Peter? I haven't seen you for ages, because I'm not behind the counter all the time. I love meeting the customers. It's very important to see them, and especially at Christmas.
I'm presuming, Peter, you're out the door with hampers and you're out the door with orders for Christmas
turkeys,
and the
hampers,
new shop. Yeah.
The new
what's the big seller this year? I mean, is there anything standing out for you?
Bronze turkeys are flying out. And there's the pheasants are in season now, you know, so people are buying pheasants. But the big thing now is fresh fish. Because people need a break from a lot of meat if they're eating a lot of meat.
So have people come back round, and again, this is music to fishmongers' ears right around the country, are they back to fish again? Because fish kind of, it wasn't that it went out of style, it's just it got squeezed out by supermarkets who mightn't necessarily have been selling it as much as fishmongers would. So people are back, and is it whitefish in particular, or what are they buying?
Whitefish, yeah. And you know, we had last night haddock. And I remember what my father said, fish is not like wine, it doesn't improve with age, eat it today. Eat it as fresh as you can get it, because that makes all the difference. You know, when you mess around with fish, you know, you take the flavour away from it. And overcooking fish, it doesn't do anything for us. But getting back to, what I think of it, David Letterman, he decided he wanted to get a big wheel of cheese. Now, I mean a big wheel of cheese. So I had a wheel of cheese on the count of about 5 or 6 or 7 kilos, which is 15 pounds weight. So he says, I want a real big wheel of cheese. I says, Mark says, okay, you want a wheel of cheese? Now, we thought he was sort of joking. So Mark goes over and he gets this huge Loch Gall or something, what it was. Now, I'm not exaggerating. I could not lift it. It was 40-something kilos weight, 100 pounds weight. And he comes around. I couldn't have. We were going to hand it over the counter. We couldn't hand it over the counter. So he comes around behind the counter. And he lifts it up with his two hands, and he brought it outside. And I said, you don't really want to buy it. And because we said it was a couple of £100, and so I said, that's €1,000. And the producer was going to buy it. I said, you don't really want to buy it, do you? So we had a bit of fun, and he came up to the restaurant and had a look at the new place, and he took a panoramic view of it. You can stand looking out at the Scotsman's Bay from the back of the restaurant. It has amazing views from the new restaurant up on the top floor.
Fantastic. But you were left with the cheese,
weren't you? Do you know how many crew were there? Like, there was two vans. There was somebody at the end of the road filming in progress. There must have been 20 people doing the shot, 20 film crew. So
well,
like
he doesn't travel.
Came to Glass,
absolutely, too. Yeah. Never mind any scary and disenchanted. It came to Caviston's instead yesterday. Peter, it was a fantastic opportunity, and we look forward to seeing the result on the big screen. Wherever. Do you know where it's appearing? Is it Netflix, or where is it going to be?
Jonathan, I haven't a clue. If you walked into the shop, Jonathan, I'd say, how are you, Jonathan? And you're more than welcome. Jonathan, before you go, I just wanted to mention something. We're putting a hamper together for the DNI, that's the Neurological Society in Matter Street, Professor Tim Lynch's charity. And we're Mitchell's Wines, David Whelan Wines, and 64 Wine, and we're going to have a hamper. So it's a free draw. If anybody wants to donate any money to the DNI, we're going to have a bucket at the side. And there's going to be some really, really, really top wines in this hamper basket with all the luxury foods. And loads of the suppliers are going to make up this hamper. So the hamper could be worth 500 to 1,000 euros.
And you're
so
it's
going
a,
to
free
a free draw.
Draw so, brilliant.
An
and you're looking
DNI.
For donations. Brilliant.
Looking
well, I tell you what, we don't need, you're looking for donations for that. So if anybody wants to put something into that hamper, please make your way and make your contact with Peter Caviston. Peter, it's been an absolute pleasure. We didn't need any particular invitation to come down and see you, but the best of luck with the new store and with the restaurant, Peter Caviston. Friend of David Letterman, he'll have you know, speaking to us there from the store.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
For this morning.
Hi, I'm Cyndi Lauper. My scalp was covered with psoriasis, which could lead to psoriatic arthritis. But Cosentyx treats both.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 mg dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 mg dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx.
Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at Cosentyx.com or 1-844-COSENTYX.
Cosentyx works for me.
Ask your doctor about Cosentyx.